This is a waived parole hearing for Michael Oliver, ADC number 68972. Mr. Oliver is eligible for a 412B parole to his consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. He became eligible for these on October 20th, 2015. Present in the boardroom today are the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dave Neal, the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. A brief summary of this case, Mr. Oliver is 64 years old, serving life sentence for the crime of aggravated assault. To that, he's got a consecutive life sentence for aggravated assault. And to that, he's got a consecutive another life sentence for burglary in the first degree. These crimes occurred on August 15th, 1988, when Mr. Oliver was approximately 35. He was convicted by jury trial on January 30th, 1989, and sentenced on February 27th, 1989. There's no indication that he has ever appealed these convictions. He has criminal history dating back to 1971 in Michigan for stolen property, and for that crime he was convicted and did time in prison. There was also a sexual assault conviction for which he did prison time, and an assault conviction, again prison time, and an escape conviction with prison time. His discipline history is extensive while in the Arizona Department of Corrections and includes 35 majors. His last three disciplines, the first one was in December of 2014, and that was for prison contraband, and that was a major. Next discipline was May 15th, 2015, and that was attempt to commit minor. And the most recent is September 2nd, 2015, and that is a refuse to program, and that was a major. Mr. Oliver's history also includes a four-month period during which he escaped from prison. He was essentially a walkaway from a trustee crew, and he was apprehended 4 months later. This is his fourth hearing before the board. With previous appearances, his parole was denied. We have one letter from a victim and no letters at all from family. And there's no one present in the room today, either on either side, either victim or on the side of the inmate. The victim's letter, it should be noted, is very compelling and describes from the victim herself what happened to her, and it's a very compelling letter. We do not have a letter from the county attorney's office, as we sometimes do, but in this case, we do not have such letter. There is restitution owed in this case of $8,673.05. Mr. Oliver, from all I could tell in the file, was on parole from Michigan when this offense occurred. This crime involved him stabbing two sisters, two women, in their home. And the compelling letter is from one of the victims and talks about how he stabbed her, and she describes in great detail how it happened. Mr. Oliver was caught because he ran from the scene, but in so doing, he dropped his wallet about a short distance away and had his identification in it. So when police found out, they had a reason to question him. He's completed very minimal programming. All I could see is cultural diversity and coming for change that he has completed. Based on the seriousness of the crimes, the trauma to this victim, the one victim who communicated with us, and Mr. Oliver's lack of programming and the continued discipline in the prison system, I do not see him as a good candidate for parole, and therefore I'm going to make a motion to deny 412B and absolute discharge for Mr. Michael Oliver. And I would also, based on the date of the crime, request a 1-year set-off for the next hearing.
Agreed.
Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Rid of the one you set off, so release type denied is 412B and 411. And the reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, trauma to the victim. I'm going to check serious and deviant offense as well. Serious bodily injury, multiple victims, it was two sisters. Victim harassment, one of the sisters had to listen while the other one was assaulted. Violated previous probation and parole. Prior criminal history. Poor institutional behavior. Recent disciplinary infractions. Lack of programming. Or no release plan, no family and community support system. Does anyone else wish to add any other reasons to this hearing? Okay, the hearing for Michael Oliver, ADC 68972 is concluded.